Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about flow states.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
What are they? Why are they valuable to you? But also, more importantly, the thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, how to set up your team and your company in a way where those people get as much into a state of flow as possible. And the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this, I went to the gym with a newfound friend, a young entrepreneur from Switzerland who just moved to New York. And we were talking about work and all the challenges and this, that, and the other. And eventually he was telling me how everything in his life, he's trying to design around being in a state of flow for as long of a period of a time as possible in each day. And then he was like, flow is such an important thing to me. It's such a fundamental thing to my happiness and my mental health. I feel flow needs to be a human right. Like everybody needs to have the right to be as much in a state of flow as possible. And I had to laugh about that statement. But then it stayed in the back of my mind. I was like, yeah, there's real power in being in a state of flow. So I thought that it might be really useful for us to unpack that. So first, let me ask you, Heaton, what is, for those that don't know, how would you even describe, you know, being in quote unquote flow or in a state of flow?
Things just feel so easy, whatever you're doing right now. They feel so easy, you feel like you can just keep doing it. Another example is that people bring up about flow is you don't realize how much time has passed. So in a way, when you're watching TV, you're in flow. You don't know how much time has passed. So I think flow is just the state that you can get into. You know, a lot of people like talk about it because there's a whole book on it and stuff like that about how it's like this place where you're learning, but it's not too hard and it's not too easy. Yeah. I kind of want to call bullshit on that and say like you can be watching TV and be in flow, which is something super easy for you to be able to do, right? For most people. And so to me, flow is just like, I'm literally happy and satisfied with what I'm doing right now. And I feel like I can do it for a very long time at this pace. And that's one reason why when you talk about like, oh, your team and flow and this kind of stuff, I don't control anyone's flow, Steli. I really don't. I don't control anyone's flow.
Well,
I really don't.
You may or may not. You may or may not control it, but you can have influence over people's states.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, as somebody who manages people, I'm like, okay, I get it. But the best I can do is give them freedom to work. And at the same time, provide help and assistance when they're blocked. And so my whole framework on this for other people is simply like, I like to work with people who, and I like to, that doesn't mean everyone I work with is like this, but that's okay. I like to work with people who can be given a lot of freedom to do whatever they need to do to figure out the how of their job, right? Like, how are they going to do their job? That's pretty much their problem. If they are blocked, I just want them to talk to me if I am their manager. Or if I'm in the company and even if I'm not their manager and they need help, I'm happy to help them, right? And that's it for me. Because what I believe is that someone's flow state is someone else's flow state. I don't have much right to come in there and say, this is flow for you, this is not flow for you, or even like have a lot of influence on it. Because at the end of the day, we have our own habits. We have our own way of working. Like, for example, if you want to go walk your dog once an hour because you want to, and that breaks you out of flow, is that my problem or your problem? And do I have any control over it or do you? One, it's not my problem. Two, I have no control over it. Like if you need to do that for whatever reason that you think you need to do that, that's on you. And if that breaks your flow, what am I going to say? I'm going to say the obvious, which is walk your dog every 2 hours, not every hour, right? And I know I'm getting pretty prescriptive, but flow state is all about the things that an individual is doing that's either helping them get stuff done and be happy doing it and satisfied or not. And so if you complain that you got to walk your dog every hour, I mean, you got to walk your dog every hour. Like that's a complaint. You're complaining about it. If you're saying you can't get in flow or work is suffering for it, fix it. But what can I do? And that's what I really think about this topic. I like the topic do feel like influence, but to me, influence is pretty straightforward, which is, does the person have enough freedom for their role in order to achieve the results for the business without feeling like they're being micromanaged, without feeling like there are constraints put on them that they don't want, such as meeting, lots of meetings or something like that.
Right. That makes sense. What about the goals that you set, right? Or the kind of, you could, you know, in many companies, if the people that they hire, if they go give those people, if you hire somebody and you give that person a task that's impossible for them to accomplish, right? Within an hour, you have to double our traffic. Let's go. You can do whatever you want. You have creative freedom for the next hour.
Do I have an unlimited amount of capital to do it? I'm just kidding.
No, anyway, go ahead. Right? No,
there's constraints.
No,
yeah.
But even if there are constraints, right? I mean, the constraint is that you're giving them something that they cannot do, either because they don't have the experience, the resources, the time, whatever, right? You're giving them, you're setting goalposts where it's not just stretching their ability, it is breaking it, right? Or on the reverse, you set no expectation, right? So the people that work in teams or with managers where they go, it doesn't really matter. Nobody expects much from me, right? Nobody really looks if I'm very productive or not, or if I have impact, or like nobody, as long as I show up at work and I seem busy, everybody's happy and it doesn't really matter. Both these things can be really soul crushing to people. And I think that both of them lead to never getting into a state of workflow, right? Now, obviously everybody's responsible for their own lives. They could just go and find another job or reject these goals and propositions that challenge them and all that. But I have found that a lot of startups, what they do is they'll set these super hard goals to accomplish. Everybody will stretch way beyond what they're capable of. They may reach them or may not reach them, but there's always kind of a burnout or a crash afterwards. And then there's going to be the next kind of sprint that really stretches every way above their possibilities. And it's rare to see kind of a team or structure. It's very rare that startups will set such low goals that nobody really cares and nobody really feels any stress. But you definitely have this, like, not just pushing everybody beyond their boundaries, but pushing them so far away that they're just going to crash. How do you feel about that? Like, what's been your experience with that? Or how does that relate to basically empowering people to get into a state where they do their best work and it's easy to do? And it feels like time flies and it feels like they're accomplishing a lot because they're in the zone and staying in the zone.
I think folks are really bad at setting goals. And that's really where the start of it is for me around some of the stuff, which is like, if you set unrealistic goals, of course you're not going to achieve them. And people aren't going to be happy at work. So the way I think goals fit into this is like literally setting realistic enough goals, or even saying when something's a stretch goal, saying it's a stretch goal, or setting three different sort of goalposts for that goal and saying this would be a acceptable outcome. Here's a stretch goal and here's something, here's what would be amazing before you get into something and then going after it. So that's one way to think about it. Like doubling traffic in one day, not necessarily possible, but saying that, hey, I'd love for us to get 25% more traffic today than we did yesterday. It's probably still a stretch goal, but it's possible, especially if you just decide that in the morning. I think a lot of things with goals are also how much preparation time you have for them. I think that's something that's very underappreciated. Mm. How much prep time do I have to reach this goal? Not how much time do I have to reach this goal, how much prep time did I get to reach this goal? And I think that like, when does the clock start? There's another example of this. And that can cause you to start preparing and things like that. So then when you're actually actively looking to reach the goal, you could be in a flow state because you've had enough prep time and you feel like you're up to the task.
Yeah, I feel like the goals thing is one where we probably should do an episode on it. Like how to set better goals, what mistakes to avoid. This is such a big topic. But I do believe that at least on an individual level, like even switching away from the team level, it is a good question to ask yourself, am I in the zone or in the flow? Or when was the last time that I felt that I was really in the zone, like that I was really in the flow of things, especially at work? Let's just focus on